Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, August 9th of 2021. I can't believe that this is August 9th already. Where did summer 2021 go? Now, I know we still got some time left, but this summer has honestly flown by extremely fast. Extremely fast. And Shelley, just to put you on the record, I don't think I'm fooling anybody when I say that, am I?
No.
Yep. It's went by. It's went by extremely fast. Especially when I was in the South, those 2 weeks literally felt like a week and a half, if that, maybe closer to 1 week. But it flew by, and time now is flying by. But we're glad that you have decided to take some time and tune into this broadcast wherever you, whatever device you're listening on, wherever on this planet you're tuning in from. We've said before, and I'm going to get back to saying this on a regular basis, it's always a smart thing. It's always a smart idea to listen to this program on your smartphone. You know, you use your smartphone for different things like to pay bills, to, you know, find out what's going on, maybe to check your Facebook status. I'm sorry, facelift. Facebook status. Some of you would get a more of a facelift maybe if you were not on it for a few days. You know, my pastor likes to call it de-Facebook, but I wanted to call it something different. That's why I teased and said facelift. You know. But anyhow, you use it for, you know, social media. You use it to pay bills. You use it for, you know. Some of you even use it for good spiritual things, like to read your Bible, which is great. But you can also use it to listen to this radio show. Go to blogtalkradio.com, of course, and, you know, follow the steps. Live in large. In the search bar, you're typing up Front Entertainment. You'll see the thing that says Live in Large, and then you'll see the Miracle Man. And I've been doing this for 4 years, proudly. I mean, I'm humble before the Lord, but, you know. Thankful for all the listeners that I've had. And it's been really a good ride, a good show, good run. And, of course, I thank you for tuning in. Like I said, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whether you're on the beach, whether you're in your house, whether you're out school supply shopping, speaking of back to school, the band at my high school here, my alma mater, which I do live across the street from, at my alma mater, they started band camp today. And for those of you who live in this town, live here in Midland, Michigan, and maybe you're like, really? Well, yes, they are starting band camp this early because they start school on August 23rd. And if you're listening and you said, oh, or boo, or whatever, yeah, in my mind, that's the right answer. Because in my mind, they shouldn't be starting until either the week before Labor Day or after Labor Day. Really, in this state, they should be waiting until after Labor Day. But they've made it so easy to get a waiver from the rule that it's almost like they hand them out like they're candy now. But, yep, they're starting it today. Even though it is very hot and humid outside, in fact, it's raining out right now. I was going to take a look down after the show because there's cars parked down by the school. I was just going to kind of see for a minute, you know, if they were outside, like, what are they up to? You know, they're learning some stuff, you know, just like, you know, because obviously I live across the street, but not sneak up in any way, but just, you know, see if you can hear it or whatever to kind of figure out, you know, maybe you're learning some new stuff from the season or whatever, you know, but. And of course, when you hear bands practicing, you know, those of you who live near a school and maybe band camp has started, tell me one thing. Football season is nigh. Near, nigh, at hand, whichever way you want to see it, say it. You know, depending on which version of the Bible you read. But, you know, speaking of sports and activities like that, I am happy to say that we will be bringing football coverage back this year. It's coming back. Just like it's been the last 4 years. And I'm going to continue to keep the format that I've been doing, where on Monday night I will talk about what happened the previous weekend. Obviously, the first week of season, based on whether it be college, high school, or pro. At first, it'll be Prediction Monday. Prediction Monday will be where I will predict what I think the team will be like for that season. Okay? And that Monday, which Monday it will be based on when their season starts. Prediction Monday for Midland and Dow will be on August 23rd. Prediction Monday for Michigan and Michigan State will be on the 30th of August. Again, a Monday. Prediction Day for the Lions will be August 6th. No, September 6th. Or 7th if we don't do a Labor Day show for any reason. But if we do plan on it being the 6th, September. To talk about what the schedule looks like in all the cases. Talk about the team, if I can get a roster. Obviously, Lions, Michigan State, I'll be able to. But we'll see, and like how they can improve from the previous season. And that'll be the day that we'll predict. And then from there going forward, the Wednesdays will be the day that I predict what I think will happen for the coming football weekend. And yes, just like I've done it before, both Midland games will be picked, Midland and out. Michigan and Michigan State will be picked. A college game of the week based on something big in the top 25 will be picked. Well, the Lions game for the week will be picked. And what I am calling Miracle Man's NFL game of the week, other than the Lions, will also be picked. These will be on Wednesday nights during the sports segment at the end of our show. On Monday, the following Monday, we will talk about these games. Again, at the end of the show and recap, and I'll tell you how we did. Normally, I do very well at these picks. I will tell you, though, there were times that I was not so high on these picks. But there have also been times, multiple times, where it's been just perfect. And so, of course, so I play the game. And there are things that go into consideration, by the way, when I make those picks. You may say, well, Miracle Man, is there bias? No. No. Being from Midland gives no bias. Being a Midland High graduate, no bias for the show. Being from Michigan, again, no bias. And that was the case with the Lions, again, no bias. Even though these might be my favorite teams for the purposes of my prediction. My predictions, I don't do bias. I do honesty, who I think will win, who has the better game plan. Just kind of a programming note of things to come. Like at first, it'll just be high school that first week. I'm personally, I have to tell you this as a sports fan, as a football fan, I honestly enjoy it that the first week you just get, you know, high school. The next week you bring the college in, the college football into play. The next week you bring the pros into play. So, like, for the first 3 weeks, it gets bigger and bigger. Not exalting by any means one level over another or anything like that, but it just means, like, first you ease into it, and then after the third week, full bore, man. And looking forward to full stadiums, hopefully. I've got a development regarding Midland's and Dow's first home game, which I will talk about at the end of the show. Because really what I'm trying to do right now is just a programming alert that there will be football, especially as we get into September. So those of you who are football fans, that you know, you can invite them on starting about 7:35, 7:40, Monday nights and Wednesday nights, to hear what the Miracle Man has to say about especially Michigan, Michigan State, Lions, and if you're from Midland, yeah, Midland, Dow. And, of course, new this year, our college game of the week and our pro game of the week. I'm excited about it. Because even though it's August and we can be sad, you know, about summer coming to a close soon and all that, but I always look at it and be like, well, at least football season's coming. So Cedar Point was fantastic. Got to go on all of the biggest rides except for one, because guess what? We were about to get on it. Guess what? It broke down. The Maverick broke down. It is, we were going to get on it. It broke down. Yep, it decided for whatever reason that it wanted to break down. And so didn't get to get on. But I did get to go on Wicked Twister before it says its farewell on September 6th. The reason given by Cedar Point Amusement Park is making room for park improvements. They would not elaborate any further on what those plans were. The news was announced on August 6th, the day I was in the park. And I found out while I was in the park, so which is always like to the folks that I was with, I was like, oh, wait a minute. You guys, we need to go on this certain ride, this Wicked Twister, because I just found out it's now or never. And I will admit, there have been trips that I've been to Cedar Point and I've overlooked that ride. Because it's, you know, real close to the beach, and it's not exactly by where you come in, nor is it in the back or anything. So no wonder it gets overlooked, right, Shelley? It makes sense to a degree that it was overlooked, right? It makes sense to me why it was often. And at times, at the one time we were trying to go towards it, it looked like it was closed, but you can't really see it until you get up close, can you? Yeah. Which makes me wonder, how do you improve that visibility of whatever they put there next? Let's say they decide to put a bigger, better coaster in. How do you improve that visibility so that they can see it? So that people don't just overlook it? Is there even a parking lot over there, Shelley? Or no? By the Wicked Twister, is there a parking lot over there at least? Which most of the other rides, there is parking near it, isn't there?
They're going to put another water slide because the water's in there. I don't know.
What if it's a water slide? I hope it's a really big one like the Wicked Twister roller coaster was. But there was, even though it was in the park, because if it were else in the front, there's parking somewhat near it so you can see it. So folks, listeners, who knows what they're going to do? I would, and as for the question, you may wonder, some of you who have listened to my shows for the last few years, if you remember, you may recall that I struggle with the answer, what is my favorite ride at Cedar Point? And overall, I have to say I'm still at the same spot for the most part, except for I will say this time, the dragster made it on top because there was a big gust of wind and it just propelled it and made it go like super high. Like it gave it a jolt that it otherwise might have not had. I don't know if it's because of where I was sitting or what it was, but it gave it like that jolt. Put it over the top compared to the other ones, because I have to say, Steel Vengeance, awesome. Millennium Force, awesome. You know, like I said, Steel Vengeance. Raptor, awesome. You know, the Magnum, fantastic as always. 32 looks good on it. Yes, it does. As old as me. No, I don't ride on it so I can feel older either. You know, but, you know, still love it. Still one of my favorites, the Magnum is. You know, like I said, though, the Maverick, we couldn't talk about because, well, we did talk about, but couldn't write because it decided to go down. And I was glad I got to ride Steel Vengeance when I did, because a couple hours or so after I was on it, guess what? It went down too. And right day, weather was nice. Not as humid as what it is today. Because outside, from a humidity standpoint, I have to tell you, this is rough. Today is rough. Rougher than any of the days that I was in Chattanooga. And I didn't even think Chattanooga was that rough. And for the humidity and the Chattanooga thing and me bragging about, well, humidity. I went back and looked at the days that I was there. Except for the last full day, which was a little more humid because it was raining part of the day and that. But other than that, the facts are that on all 3 days, the dew point was lower in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The dew point was lower in Chattanooga, Tennessee than what it was here in Midland, Michigan. All day Sunday, all day Monday, all day Tuesday. On average, that dew point up here was like 69 degrees to 72 degrees. Chattanooga, as low as 59, as high as 66, 67. So in general, it was 5 degrees or more. The dew point was 5 plus degrees lower in Chattanooga compared to here, which is, that's pretty wild, isn't it? Because you would think that even on a humid day here, like I said, the dew point here is about 72. You would think the dew point there would be right about the same, 73, 74, or 71. Like in a similar range, like by a couple degrees, because it's more south. Shelley, did I tell you this? The highest recorded humidity, the highest reported dew point in the Western Hemisphere is said to have happened in a rural town in either Wisconsin or Minnesota back in 1995. It is also said that dew point was around 90 degrees, which has not been observed in the southern United States. Yes, I'm sure they've had some 80-degree dew points down there, of course, I'm sure. But that really is wild. And I do remember a day here. I was six, I was like 5 years old at the time. And when you're five, you don't exactly think of all the heat and humidity and that, but I just could tell it was hot outside. But there was a day up here where it was like 100 degrees. I didn't know it then, but I found out even like a year ago, I looked at it. At one point, the dew point was like 80 or 81. Feels like 120, 121, 120, like something like that. Think about that. Dew point has a feels like temp heat with heat index, like over 120 degrees. Not normal at all for up here. I remember I went to the community center pool that night for some reason. What do you bet that was? Probably a super packed? I mean, it was new at the time, so I'll bet you it was. I bet you up. Do you bet at Plymouth because of that heat index? Do you bet that could have taken people away from Plymouth because of that heat index?
Maybe it would have
slowed it down to maybe 200 instead of the 300 or 400 that it otherwise would have been? Because if the dew point's at 80 degrees, it probably makes it hard to even stay comfortable in the water outside, I would think. But it's hard to know for sure. But praise God. Couple of quick announcements. Oh, man, I can't believe it's 7 o'clock already. Couple of very quick announcements. By the way, it was very good at Cedar Point. Had a blast. But a couple of very quick announcements. I want to encourage you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and the different stories that have happened in my life. And it's a really good read. Please read it. Let the book be a blessing to your life. The other thing that I want to mention to you really quickly is our PayPal You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you will hear, you will see, you'll see like where it says, type in the name, type in whatever you want to, donate to. Type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Rivers Shukla. Now, that is my name. Choose the amount you want to give. And whatever you choose to give goes right into keeping the show going. Amen. We don't use it for any fluff, anything like that. It's to keep this going, to reach people. Amen. Very responsible, very careful about it. We pray for your seed. Whenever I get word that someone sowed seed, I pray over that seed. I call you blessed. And the verse I want you to sow on tonight is, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. I'll say it again. He who soweth sparingly shall also reap. He will reap sparingly. He, that also means she. Now next to that it says, he who sows bountifully shall also reap. So the one who sows sparingly, bountifully, he reaps. But it says he who sows sparingly, reaps sparingly. He who sows bountifully reaps bountifully. Like I said, both of them reap. Amen. And that's the verse that I want you to sow on tonight. Now, listeners, I want you to participate as I sing, you sing. If you know the lyrics, as I open up the Word of God, you follow along. As I exhort and teach, and you pay attention. Take notes if you want, so that this word can have an impact on your life. Because faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. So for the next bit, just be a part. Don't just sit there in your house and spectate. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. I've searched all over, can't find nobody like you. I've searched all over, can't find nobody like you. I've searched all over and can't find nobody like you, Lord. I've searched all over and can't find nobody like you. Searched all over and can't find nobody like you. I've searched all over, can't find nobody like you. Searched all over, can't find nobody like you. I've searched all over, can't find nobody like you. I worship you, my Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, yes. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, Oh, yes, Father. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You can flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. In your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence. Your presence. Your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Come on over, Spirit, flow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. We need your presence. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Atmosphere. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. We need your presence. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Miracle. A miracle can happen now because the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. You're the reason we came to empower your love. We need your love surrounds us. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. We need your presence. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love surrounds us. Sing that miracle part again. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, that you are here with us, Jesus. The evidence is all around that you're here, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you, for your wonderful Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord God, that there is one spirit that operates in the lives of these listeners. It is your spirit, Lord, the spirit of the living Almighty God. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I thank you that you minister on our behalf. You move on our behalf. You strengthen us, Jesus. Though the storms of life come, we win. There's nothing too hard for you, God. There's nothing too hard for you. Thank you that you are making a way for us when there seems to be no way. Thank you that through you, your yoke, Lord Jesus, your yoke is easy. And your burden, the word says, the yoke is easy and the burden is light. And I thank you, Lord God, that you just minister to each and every one of us, that you strengthen us. Thank you for all these listeners tonight, that you meet every need represented, whatever those needs are, bodies, finances, children, whatever those needs may be, that you meet all of these needs. And thank you that as we study the word tonight, that these people are ready to receive. Their minds are receptive to the word of God. That their minds love the word of God. I mean, yeah, that they love, these people love the word of God. That these people will just receive everything that you have for them tonight. In Jesus' name. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that increases in listenership come into this program. That finances come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful Miracle Man program in Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah 29. I want to teach on tonight. You say, Miracle Man, what are you going to teach? God has a plan for all of us. Amen. God has a plan for all of us. That's what I'm calling this. So we're going to go to Jeremiah 29, verse 1. Due to the clock, I'm going to begin right now. This is the text that the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people that Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen, mother, the court officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the artisans, had gone into exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elasa, son of Shaphan, and the Gemara, son of Hekah, when Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those that I carried to exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses. Settle down. Plant gardens. Eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city by which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, said. Do not let the prophets and the diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams and encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will come to you and I will fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Pay attention. I'll try this again. Promise to bring you back to this place. Verse 11. Now God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. I have plans to give you masks, heaps of toilet paper. Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it doesn't say that, does it? Jelly doesn't say that, does it?
No.
Oh, let's try this again. I'm sorry. Well, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Amen. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me. You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And you will bring back from I'll bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which that I carried you into exile. You may say, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. But this is what the Lord says about the king. Who sits on David's throne, and all the people who remain in this city, your countrymen, who did not go with you into exile. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will send the sword, famine, and plague against them, and I will make them like poor figs that are so bad that they cannot be eaten. I will pursue them with the sword, famine, and plague, and I will make them abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth and an object of cursing and horror, with scorn and reproach among all the nations where I drive them. For they have not listened to my words, declares the Lord. Words that I sent to them again and again by my servants. The exiles have not listened either, declares the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles who I have sent among from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says about Ahab, son of Kaliah, and Zedekiah, son of Messiah, who are prophesying lies to you in my name. I will hand them over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He will put them to death before your very eyes. Because of them, all the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon will use this curse. The Lord treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned in the fire. They have done outrageous things in Israel. They committed adultery with their neighbors, wives, and in my name have spoken lies, which I did not tell them to do. I know it, and I'm witness to it, declares the Lord. 24. Tell Shemaiah, Zunamite, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. You sent letters in your own name to all the people in Jerusalem. Shemaiah, son of Masi, the priest, to all the other priests. You said to Zephaniah, the Lord has appointed you priest in place of Jehoiada to be in charge of the house of the Lord. You should put any madman who acts a prophet into the stocks and net irons. So they have a net reprimanded Jeremiah from Azaz, who poses as a prophet among you. He has sent this message to us in Babylon. It will be a long time. Therefore, build houses and settle down. Plant gardens. Eat what they produce. Zephaniah the priest, however, read the letter to Jeremiah the prophet. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, send this message to all the exiles. This is what the Lord says about Shemaiah, Zephaniah. Because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, even though I did not send them, and has led you to believe a lie, this is what the Lord says. I will surely punish Shemaiah the Zephanite and his descendants. He will have no one left among this people, nor will he see the good things that I will do for my people, declares the Lord, because he has preached rebellion against me. So, what you're seeing here is God has plans for his children. Those who do right. For those who do right, God has plans to prosper us, to give us hope and a future. Amen. Amen. God has plans to give us hope and a future. You know, God has our future in his hand. For those of you who are wondering, maybe you're sitting there, maybe you're afraid what your future holds. Maybe you're that high school student who's going to be a senior this year. Or maybe you're a junior or a sophomore, and you don't know what you're going to do with your life. Maybe you're nervous, not knowing. Well, God has a future for you. Pray to him. Pray to God about it. Ask God about it. He has a plan for you. Yes, he does. He has a plan for you. He'll show you what he wants you to do. Aren't you glad? He will show you what he wants you for you to do if you ask him what he wants you to do. And I don't know about you, but I am glad about that. I'm glad that he'll show you what he wants you to do. And he has, you know, plans for us. Obviously, for each person, it'll be something different. God also said, you know, for us to, even though we're in the last days, you know, you don't just sit there and worry and stare at the clock. When's he going to come? When's he going to come? When's he going to come? No, go to school, learn a trade, have children, you know, plant, start a family, have, like I said, have your children, work. Things that you would otherwise do, like just go through life. But of course, you know, keep God involved in it. And just for the record when he says he has plans to give us hope and a future. He says, I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. God doesn't want to harm his children. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to bless my kids, but at the same time, I'm going to harm them. Nope. He did say, however, that those that resist me, these false prophets, those who are spreading the lies in my name and other things, they won't be a part of the blessing from God. They will not be part of the blessing of God. If you dishonor the Lord, you will not get blessed. Get blessed. You will not get blessed. Just like if you are dishonoring your parents at home when you're younger, if you dishonor your parents, they ask you to do these certain things and you're not doing them, do your chores, you won't do them. Then you have a bad attitude. Then if your mom had ice cream planned or whatever things she had planned, whatever parties she might have planned, whatever, or your dad or, your parents, good parent who sees, like, bad behavior coming for them from their children, a good parent does not reward that bad behavior. That good parent will say, son, daughter, come here. Because of your behavior, we're not going to do these certain things. And make it clear that we are not going to be to reward this bad behavior. That's what God's saying. There are things that I do not bless. God does not bless those that spread lies. He does not bless those who gossip. He does not bless using his name in vain. He does not bless a sinful lifestyle. But for those who are right with God, he'll bless you. He will restore you. He has plans for you, hope, future, prosperity, blessing after blessing after blessing, heaps. You know, as you seek the Lord and obey the Lord, do what he asks of you to do, the more honorable you are to God, the more you'll find the principles of God working in your life. As you honor him and serve God the way he says. Let me tell you something that Dr. Barclay has said multiple times that I know of, quite a few times actually. You cannot serve God the way you want to. You must serve God the way he says to serve him. You have to do it the way he says. You know, and it's not based on, oh, when is it convenient? When is it going to profit me the most? When is it going to tickle my ears the most? When is it going to, I'm going to go to church when I know the sermons are going to be the shortest. Oh, really? decided to let him know, that's all. But I mean, you have to serve God the way, if you're going to do this serving the Lord to get the full benefits, you have to do this the way God said, not the way you want. And if you believe in God for things, you have to have the eyes of faith. It's impossible to please God and serve him the way he says to without faith. Faith isn't just something you use when you need a healing in your body, or you need increases in your finances, or you believe in God. Maybe you got a prodigal son or daughter, or maybe they haven't left home, but maybe they're not doing well in school or whatever, for whatever reason. Faith isn't just something you use for those certain instances when you're in need. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. However, the Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'll say it again. Without faith, it is impossible to please. So what does it mean to please someone? You know, do what they ask you to do. Make them happy. Honor them. You need faith in order to do that. And of course, God wants you to have a good attitude towards him. The Lord looks upon the heart. And the Lord knows our mind. He knows where our attitudes are. When we don't know, he knows. Oh, you're having that bad attitude about giving that tithe? I mean, about paying that tithe? God knows about it. And then you decide to repent for that? And don't just say, God, forgive me, and then do it anyway, but truly repent and clean up that attitude. Then God says, now that's my son and daughter, my son or daughter. Now I love that. In fact, when God sees good stuff like that from his children, and he sees, and he goes like, in fact, they're sowing more than what they used to sow when their attitude was good before. And when God sees that, he's like, you know, I really want to bless that. I want to give them hope. I want to give them a future. I want to bless them in all the different areas of their life. Because these people are truly honoring me. Their heart's right. And it's not just their lips and their church attendance either. Their hearts are right. And for those of you who are wondering, well, Miracle Man, why wouldn't you just sugarcoat it? Well, with what we were reading, God was going after those prophets who were telling lies. So prophets who don't tell the truth, that's not just something that's been going on the last 10, 15, 20 years. No, they were going on in that day too. What God hated in that day, he hates now. And I refuse to water down the Word of God for a minute. I refuse to water down the Word of God. There are certain things God will not bless for those who don't. For those of us who do what God asks us to do, for those of us who serve him rightfully, he has plans for us, folks, to give us hope and a future. You're not feeling hopeful? Look to him for hope. Don't know what's next for your life? You're that college student and you don't know. That high school student, you don't know. He has plans. He can show you. Lord, I pray over these listeners tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that they would take this word to heart tonight. Look at themselves. Examine themselves and see, am I right or not? And look and say, am I at the place where God can bless me, where God can give me this hope and a future? Or not? And those that are not, reveal it to them where they're not. Show them where they're wrong. So they can get right with you. And not just so they're right. Not just so they're right. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shodre manashi kamahodrem. Yes. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Yes, the presence of the Lord is here. That anointing. Let it sit on you for a second. Yes. I reverence you very highly, Jesus. I reverence you very highly. Sweet Jesus. Sweet presence. Thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, which is our healer. Yes. Yes, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Oh, man. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Real quickly in sports, a couple things real quick. The U.S. got more gold than anyone else with 39 golds in the Tokyo Olympics. The U.S. also got more medals than anyone else. In fact, for the U.S., it was the most successful Olympics since 1984 in Los Angeles. In football, both Midland High and Dow High will be playing their first games of the 2021 season at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor. Midland will be playing Traverse City West Thursday the 26th at 3:30. Dow will be playing Fenton Friday, August 27th at 3:30. All right. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.